News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday visit with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department, and it's finals week at A&M, which means it's moving weekend.
It is. Things are starting to wind down. Kids are taking finals. Those that aren't graduating will be packing up and heading out of town this next week. We have had a few storage building burglaries as of late, and so thought we might take this opportunity to remind people some of the precautions that they might take if they plan on putting their personal belongings in storage buildings this summer while they're gone.
And at the top of the list?
At the top of the list is treat the items that you are putting in storage just like you would the items that you keep in your home when you go out of town. That is your electronics. Make sure you record your serial numbers. Take a picture of them. Put some type of identifying mark on them. It is so much easier for us to be able to identify your property if we're able to recover it, if you've taken those measures. Check out the storage facility that you're using. Check to see what type of security measures they have in place. It's good to make sure that, you know, they've got cameras, that the, you know, the building is well lit in the evening. So do a little bit of checking about security, about incidents that they may have had in the past. But more than that, just make sure that you don't just pack your stuff in boxes and put it in a storage building and then leave. Because if it is broken into and if you haven't made a record of what has gone into storage, you're going to have a very difficult time recalling what's missing whenever you're asked to come back and look through your storage room and tell the officers, okay, this is gone. I know this was here, because you're going to have a lot of boxes that have been rifled through. And it's going to be hard if you don't have a list to use as kind of a pinpoint.
It's also beneficial if your insurance policy covers things like this that you also have the records on hand.
Exactly. And you may want to check that. Check with your insurance agent. If you've got renter's insurance, make sure that it does cover the items that you place in storage over the summer. You know, just confirm that. And if you don't have renter's insurance, you may check to see if you can get a short-term policy that might cover the items that you put in storage while you're gone.
Another thing that's sort of kind of related deals with the transportation factor, leaving your apartment or a rental home to go to and from storage, making sure you properly secure those boxes and pieces of furniture and other things.
I agree. You see people traveling down the roads and they've got things in the back of their trucks and things on trailers, and you're really wondering how that's staying in there securely, because it seems like it's been kind of thrown in the back of the truck or trailer pretty haphazardly. If you're going to transport your items, make sure that you do have them tied down properly. Make sure that there's a tarp over them. Make sure that the tarp is secured. You don't want an item to come out of the back of your truck and, number one, destroy the item, and, number two, cause an accident that would hurt somebody. So make sure you take the measures. Use a little extra time to make sure that those items are secured properly. And it never hurts. Maybe invest a little bit of money and rent a trailer. Rent some type of covered transportation to transport them to either your family's home, your permanent residence, or wherever you're planning on keeping them for the summer.
And make sure also as you're packing that you as the driver are not impeded with a piece of furniture in the way of your rear view or side view mirrors.
You still need to be able to see out of the back. You need to still be able to check your blind spots by using your side mirrors, because you are going to have to make that trip to wherever you're going, so you need to make sure that you can drive safely.
Anything else?
Want everybody to be safe on their trip home. If you're just traveling out of town for the break and you plan on being back for the summer semester, again, make sure that you make your home look lived in, put timers on the lights, put timers on the radio so it doesn't look like your home is vacant. Treat it just like you did at spring break and summer break, because we'll have people come back to start summer school and find out that their home has been broken into. So use those precautions. If you can take your electronics with you, take them with you. Do the same things that you did whenever you were planning on going home for Christmas.
Tips from Rhonda Seaton at the College Station Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.